This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Afternoon. Well, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to FUBAR Radio.
It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang, and you are listening to Access All Areas. How are you, Lizzie? It's been a while since we've been together.
It's hot in here. Yeah, you've been out travelling, quaffing champagne in Marbella.
I have, yes.
Marbella.
But I'm back now.
You're back.
Back.
Looking good.
Back with a vengeance. No tan.
Not much of a tan. A few freckles.
A few more freckles. That's about all.
The beard's grown. You look good, though. You look well.
Good. I'm glad. Thanks
you
for saying
rested.
That, Lizzie.
And how do I look?
Same old.
Less of the old, darling.
You've got some lovely blonde in your hair at the minute.
Yeah, I got a bit sun-kissed when I was doing my ITV show, which is out 19th of July.
Not long now, then.
Prime time, darling.
What's it called?
The Real Shirley Valentine.
So are you a real Shirley Valentine?
Well, you're not going to have to watch this. There is love in the air, and who gets it? Could be me.
Oh.
Could be me, maybe not. Maybe you're going to have to watch. It is a good show. It's a good feel show.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. 19th of July, ITV. Prime time ITV, Lizzie
Babe,
Candy.
Come on.
Who would have thought it?
Well, about time, I'd say.
Wait a long time.
It's good fun. And you know what? I really think this show is going to possibly show a different side to Lizzie Candy.
Okay.
See Lizzie Miller before I got married and into the old football world.
Okay, yeah. Actually, well, your ex was on TV recently, wasn't he?
Yeah, got himself in a little bit of hot water.
So that was World Cup related. The World Cup is obviously very big at the moment.
Oh,
England are through.
Oh, my word. Can I tell you, I nearly pulled a muscle jumping off my chair with those penalties. Colombians, you dirty cheats, scumbags. Sorry, I have to say that word.
Not the whole country, just the football team.
The football team were doing every trick in the book. The ref couldn't run a tap, was so weak. I was getting so wild.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad.
You must come
watch
the football at mine. It's so exciting,
darling. I'd love to. You'll be watching England Sweden on Saturday, I assume.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, got big screen ready, loads of friends over, champagne's on ice, nibbles. We're gonna have a wild time, and England are winning. And do you know what? I am the only one, I think, of my friends that put a bet on the World Cup that for England to win
the whole thing.
The whole thing. Months ago, I did that.
I reckon there's a possibility we'll get to the final. I don't think we're going to win.
I put that bet on. My boys went, "Oh, Mum, no, you're not England alive. No."
Well, we haven't made the quarterfinals since, what was it, 2000 or something like that? 2002.
I've covered every World Cup. I mean, I went to with ITV to Baden-Baden and South Africa in 2010, and this is a different gravy, a different vibe.
I have to say, so obviously I'm not into football,
no,
as you know. I watched the England match with my mum and my stepdad on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually very impressed. I rather enjoyed it.
Da, da, da.
But I also felt like the England team were really good. They seemed like a nice bunch, and it's kind of like,
I mean, Harry Kane is cool as a cucumber.
But
he did the penalty,
that's
and he
what
didn't.
I mean.
He walked away from all the horrible
drama
and all the poking and elbowing.
And in England teams before, that wouldn't have happened.
No.
So I quite like how gentlemanly they are. They're not like necessarily courting loads of press, which has always happened before.
Bex got the hangman. You won't remember.
Yeah, I do remember.
He got sent off
because he kicked someone, didn't he?
Yeah, he lost his rag, and you got to keep your cool because it's so passionate. It's the pinnacle of your career, the World Cup, you know, and they all want to win, but got to keep that coolness.
Yeah,
because if you lose it, you're off, and every move now is being watched on the camera. Mm-hmm. So you can't get away with it. These Colombians were thinking they could get away with it.
Filthy.
I was screaming. I lost my voice the next day.
I can imagine you were getting very passionate.
I was so passionate. I love football, and that's why I love it.
Well, what do you... So you'll be watching it on Saturday, right? You think England are going to win?
England, well, I hope so. I've got a big bet on, and it will really help my mortgage. So I hope that they win. I really do feel it, though. There's a different mentality. Gareth Southgate, you know, he's a young manager. He's been there, done it. He knows how to miss a penalty. He's been there, got the T-shirt. There's a fresh, new, young legs. It's a fresh, young team. And they're all really bonding. And I spoke to Becky Vardy about it, and she said, you know what, the atmosphere is amazing. And Russia, who would have thought?
Well, I'm a bit dubious about that, but you know, whatever. I won't be watching on Saturday because it's Gay Pride in London, and I'm going marching for my rights.
England playing, darling.
I mean,
can't you march and watch the game as well?
No, on my iPhone?
No, just don't walk anywhere, just on the spot march.
No, I will be in town celebrating my gayness.
Excellent. I hope you have a pair of Union Jack shorts on.
I think it's going to be a crazy day in London town on Saturday.
Well, I mean, if England win and
and Pride is on.
Pride, I mean, I would
what
be
a combination.
Pride, I tell you.
Love to get you on a float going down Regent Street.
I would love to be on a float. Do you know what? I count it. All my best friends are gay.
You know, oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know ITV... so often have a float at the... There's an ice cream van going by outside.
Yeah,
can
I
you
know.
Hear that?
I really want a Mr. Whippy.
There's an ITV float often, so you can get on board that. Now you're part of the ITV family.
I think I might. Well, I'm more gay than you think. It's the next story.
Oh, I'd like to know. Anyway, we have an incredible show coming up. We could talk all night.
Yeah, we could. We've got so much to talk about, and we've got so many guests because Love Island is just dominating my house. My boys just watch it. If I'm not there, they save it till I come in to watch, so we can all watch together.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Isn't that Geeks. Sweet? No, he says, Mum, I've taped it. We can all watch it.
I haven't watched it for a bit because I've been in Spain, but yep. I am into it. So tonight we have on Savannah Dunnell, who is in it briefly, the Casa... What was it called? Casa...
Darling, you just don't need to know about it. It was yeah. Love Island.
Savannah.
And she was on. She didn't get partnered up, so, and she went. But right. She'll know what's it all about. I want to know about Megan. I'm hearing love. You either love her or hate her. She's like, Mom, mate. Did you see her before and after pictures? Wow, she looked very different.
They all do, though, to be fair. Then we also have the lovely Gary Edwards, who we were speaking to outside earlier.
I adore Gary Edwards.
He's a lovely guy.
The giant ballroom dancer. He's a big, big boy.
He is, and he works on the American version of Strictly, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, and he's very close, with the Stars. Very close with Shirley Bellis.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get all the goss on her.
We're getting the Strictly gossip.
And then finally we have another Love Island contestant fresh in the studio, Rachel Christie at 6:45, so that'll be exciting.
God, we're a Love Island radio show.
We're all loved up here today, what can
it's
I say?
It's all love in the air. Is there love in your life?
Just my mum, my grandma. It's about as far as it goes. Speaking of my grandma, I've got a little. She had a little request tonight.
Oh, she's listening.
She's
tonight.
Listening.
Hello, Grandma.
Margaret.
Margaret. Maggie. Little, or Margaret.
She would hate Maggie.
Oh, sorry, Margaret.
So, Grandma, this one is. Wait, hold on.
We should have Maggie May on.
This
that
one.
Track.
Oh, Maggie. She would hate that as well.
Oh.
So she's got one request, and we're going to play that tonight.
What's that?
Fifth Dimension. Up, up, and away.
Wow.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly.
We can fly.
Up and away.
Somebody new, no, oh, baby, no. You say you're leaving, I've given this everything, baby, honestly. Tell me what you've done for me.
Love that track.
Bit of your favourite Charlie
Puth.
Yeah,
what have you done for me lately? That's what I'm always doing things. No one does it back.
I'll buy you a drink sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not tonight. But
not tonight, Josephine. Oh, I've had enough.
We have our first
Can I tell you?
Oh, go on.
I'm loving this year's Love Island, more so than last year's.
Well, that's excellent because we have contestant Savannah Darnell on the phone. Hello, Savannah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for coming on the show.
No worries at all.
Is it good to be home, Savannah? Or did you want to stay in that villa?
Oh my God, it's crazy. Like being home, I didn't think it was going to be so intense. Like I feel like I wasn't on it at all. But being back, like I feel like I was on it for the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But you came on. You made an entrance. I remember going, I love her hair and I want her outfit. Aww. When you walked in. You were fantastic. I mean, what was it like to start at the beginning? How did you get on Love Island? What was the casting process?
So I was actually headhunted, and I feel like it was ages ago now. I got headhunted. I was filming for the Love Island commercial, actually, before it had even started. Because I do, like, dancing, singing, acting, all of that, and I was actually doing the Love Island promo advert, and the producer came up to me whilst I was filming, and he was like, oh, my God, we need you on Love Island. Love Island hadn't even crossed my mind. Like, wow. I didn't even think of ever being on Love Island until he put it in my mind, and he was like, we need you, we need you, we need you. And then I had to go down to ITV for a couple of auditions. The audition basically was just me talking about myself and my dating life and all my ex-boyfriends.
Ooh.
And then after that, they gave me a call and they were like, yeah, we'd love for you to be on the show.
But it probably didn't quite end up exactly how you'd like. You were only in it for, was it 4 days?
Yeah, 4 days. A little quick trip to Castle and Moore and back.
That's a little weekend break. How do you feel about it looking back at it now?
You know what? I feel like I was so true to myself that I'm absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I couldn't have been fake towards anyone and just to get more screen time or more airtime or to get into the villa. Like, I just feel like I was myself. And a lot of people have said that I did come across myself. And it's just unfortunate that there was no one there for me or, like, there's no one that I actually, like, had a spark with. But
do you know what?
I feel like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, of course. Do you think that you mentioned, you know, trying to get more airtime? Do you think there are some fake people that managed to get through?
I
be honest.
I do. To be fair, one relationship that was the furthest from fake is Kaz and Josh's. As soon as we got into Catherine Moore, their bond was unbelievable. Like, I know Georgia is absolutely heartbroken,
she
and
is.
It's horrible to see Georgia like that, but seeing Josh and Kaz on the other side, being in Catherine Moore for those 4 days, it was intense, and it was like they've known each other for years and years and years.
Oh, wow.
That's how well they got on.
So you think, in a way, he's made the right decision, though? George, she's so upset. I mean, the whole world seen her crying, and
I know
it was tough to watch. But do you feel he made the right decision?
I know it's horrible to say, but I just feel to put it bluntly, yes. But
it's legitimate.
It is horrible, but those two really did look good together, and they did get on.
Okay, well, that's
fair enough. Because he was getting absolutely trolled to pieces, wasn't he, on that night?
I know.
And our hearts went to her because she looked so genuinely, she obviously genuinely fell for him.
I know, and it's just the worst timing, because before we went in, like, Georgia let out her whole heart and how she felt to Josh, and then suddenly Josh went to Catherine Moore and then fell in love with another girl. I just find it absolutely insane.
But do you find it weird that they kind of fall for each other within a day,
so
2 days? I mean, look at Megan, what's your thoughts there?
Isn't she a bit of a slag?
You know what?
What do you think of Megan? Be honest.
Muggy Megan.
Okay. Muggy Megan. To be fair, she is one person that I think is playing a game, 100%.
I think I agree with you.
She just loves the guys, doesn't she? And she loves the attention. Like, she, to be honest, she is beautiful. I saw her up close and personal, and she is very, very attractive and beautiful. But she is loving the guys' attention, and it's hilarious to watch.
I think I agree with you.
But you think she's not genuinely in love because she's got Alex at the minute playing, and then there's Wes is now trying to win her back. I mean, what do you think? Which way is she going to go? And is she being real to either of them?
Oh, God. It's hard to tell, isn't it? I think she's wanting a bit of Wes again. Now Wes is back from his little trip.
Who wouldn't?
Catherine Moore. He wants a bit of Wes again. But I think she's just going to keep going back and forth. Who knows what's going on in that mind?
Slaggy Megan, I'm telling you now.
Oh, do you think she comes across in that way, though? Because she's like, kiss me now, and all of that. I mean, how do you feel? Do you think she comes across too easy?
Yes. Like, the way that she, like, put herself on Wes after Wes was with Laura for all that time, and then she's, like, up on that balcony bit, and she's like, kiss me. And it's like, you can tell back at home that she gets exactly what she wants, the guys that she wants, and she's brave. She's very brave.
She's a hussy.
I think
I think basically we're concluding that we're not massive fans of Megan here. Is that
no,
what
we're not. We really aren't.
But are they? She's not a girl's girl, is she? She's not a girl's girl.
She's not a girl's girl. I found the girls in Catherine Moore very lovely. I got on with them. Kaz was very stuck to Josh's side, but I did seem to get a bond with Kaz when she wasn't with Josh.
But do you feel the other girls in the villa are feeling that from Megan? Do they think, I can't trust her, I don't want to leave her alone with my guy? Do you think she's an operator and a bit manipulative in some ways?
100%. I would be nervous with Megan around my guy. Seems like every guy flipping wants Megan. And when I was in Catherine Moore, Josh was saying like how attractive Megan is. I think all the guys are talking about how attractive Megan is, and they just can't believe how unreal she is. So
if Megan made a play for Josh, do you think he would go for it?
You know what? Back then when he was with Georgia, maybe. Now with Kaz, no. Because those two are really, really genuine.
They're meant to be.
Yeah, they're so meant to be. And it was actually nice to watch. I know I don't know Georgia, and it was horrible to see Georgia so upset, but seeing Josh and Kaz, I can see the genuine love there.
And who do you think are going to win?
Oh, you know what? There's just those two front runners right now, and it's Danny and Jack, isn't it?
I feel like that since the very beginning. have you heard that apparently Daddy Dyer is going to go into the house?
Oh, wait, if the parents go in near the final,
that'll be so
I think it's
fair.
Before that. I think it's before that. I think it's actually going to happen soon.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that will be absolutely great.
But do you think she's so popular because Danny Dyer is her father?
I couldn't believe that Jack knew that Danny Dyer was Danny's dad, because the whole conversation they had when Jack like pretended that he didn't know. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And then it came out that Jack actually knew Danny before, and that Danny Dyer was her dad.
Yeah, he's got a poster on his ceiling or something of him.
Exactly. That doesn't make sense. That's one thing that doesn't quite add up.
But I do think that they seem very genuine. I know there was the bit of a hiccup a couple of days ago. But I do think actually on the whole, they actually seem like really a genuine couple, which is the same as happened with Nathan and Cara a few years ago. Do you know what I mean? And you kind of root for them. a bit.
Yes, that's very true. And they are so lovely. Jack is such a lovely guy, and he is very, very genuine.
Interesting.
Oh, that's nice to know. They're genuinely a couple. It's not fake, which I like.
Yes.
And you said the same for Josh and Kaz. But the one we're worried about is Megan. And where is she? What's going to happen next in your... Because obviously you've been there.
I'm excited to see who is dumped from the island tonight, because I feel like it's going to be a numerous amount of couples, because I don't feel like it's going to be one, you know.
I think you might be right. Yeah, I think it might be a surprise.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah. Well, Megan might have to say farewell. She's playing a game, isn't she?
She's bringing a lot of great TV, so I feel like she won't be going anytime soon.
We shall see tonight.
So no regrets for going in there, Savannah?
Oh, no, not at all. It was a great experience, once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I'm so glad I did it.
Oh, glad to hear that. How exciting.
I'm sorry you didn't find love. Have you got love on the outside?
But you know what? There's been a lot of guys sliding into the DMs, not going to lie. But yeah, I'm sure I will find love when it's ready.
That's what I like to hear.
That's what I like. That's what I keep telling myself.
Savannah, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And I love your hair, by the way. I love your hair.
Should we play a bit of Clean Bandit?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fab.
No.
I'm obsessed with that song.
I love it.
I feel like it's the song of the summer. Fab. Bliss. We have our next guest.
Oh my goodness. This studio is like Piccadilly Circus.
The very gorgeous Gary Edwards is here.
Oh, gorgeous, lovely.
Gorgeous.
Gary's in the house, yeah. Darling, so good to see you.
So for those that didn't hear you when the last time you were on the show, please explain who you are and what you're about.
I don't know who I might know.
He's had too many wines downstairs.
Who could I have been? No, Gary Edwards, known as the Ballroom Giant, sometimes Ballroom Bond. I don't know why.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Yep, obviously last year that associated with Strictly Come Dancing, which I would have liked to have got that job. Obviously, I didn't.
You didn't.
But you know what?
They wanted a woman. You didn't have upskirts on, obviously.
Yeah, well, there's only so much I can do, I guess. But I will say it opened up a lot of doors for me, and I've had a great time since, and I'm back in the UK for some time now.
Woo! He's back.
That's what we like to hear. So,
house.
Yeah, essentially, there was a lot of talk about you last year taking over from Len Goodman on Strictly.
Correct, yeah.
That job eventually went to Shirley Ballas.
I mean, I love Shirley. I'm a fan.
You've got to know her, haven't
I've
you? Because you're
know
friends
her.
With Bruno.
Yeah. I'm good friends with Bruno. And I think they were kind of wanted a woman, a different, but I think you would have been great. I think you would
Thank
have been amazing.
You. But you know what, Shirley, again, she brings the expertise to the show as well. And again, like I always say, entertainment show based on a dance competition.
is that a bit shady? No, but she's good. She's good value for money because, well, everyone's talking about how much she's getting paid
value
at the moment.
Value for money. Oh,
well, yeah, value
oh,
for money.
Senor.
Yeah, now, talking of money, I have to put this question to you.
Yeah, go for it.
Now, Strictly, there's been a lot in the press about the wages. And Craig thinks he should be paid more because he's been there the longest.
Him and Bruno.
She is head... Judge, mm-hmm. What's your thoughts, Gary?
Oh, do you know what? I'm probably going to get a few messages on my phone now. But I will say, like I just said, actually, it's an entertainment show based on a dance competition. The show was basically made so popular because of Len, Bruno, Craig, you know, Arlene as well. Mm-hmm. So from my perspective, it's not a dance competition. First, it's an entertainment show.
Yeah.
So for me, I agree with Craig.
Wow.
So Craig basically said that...
I think my phone's going now.
Yeah.
Craig basically said that based on experience, they shouldn't necessarily be paid an equal wage because Shirley's only just joined.
Yes.
Whereas Craig and Bruno have been there since the beginning.
She is the expert judge from the dance perspective, no doubt. Very well qualified, obviously, probably overqualified in many ways. Like, again, in a way, many of the dance judges they were talking to were.
Yeah.
But it is still an entertainment show based on a dance competition. So from my perspective... You know, Bruno, Craig, you know, Darcy, they are the entertainment side as well. Mm-hmm. No different to Shirley. So I have to say I do agree with Craig.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
And you're Shirley, one of her best buddies.
Well, I'm not saying I'm her best buddies, but I do admire her, obviously. She's
of
an amazing...
Course.
She was one of the... Again, if you talk about female dancers, Latin dancers, ever, she's certainly, if not the best, one of the top two.
Interesting.
There's no one better, clearly, for sure.
You haven't seen Lizzie dance after a couple of wines.
Well, I'm hoping to, actually, with one of my projects. I haven't asked her yet. But,
Oh, darling.
She'll do it.
Kick those legs high. I can do the splits.
Can you?
Yeah.
We just need to get that Rolls Royce out of the background.
Oh, yeah. You did like the Rolls Royce.
No,
it's
interfered with everything.
Well,
so, Gary, now you're back in the UK for a bit. Obviously, you spend a lot of time in America. What are you doing while you're over here?
Well, initially, I was here, and again, I still am here, as a great franchise company in dancing called Arthur Murray International. They're the biggest dance franchise in the world. They actually founded franchising with Howard Johnson. I mean, they're that
pretty big.
They've been around that long.
Okay.
The good thing now is they're branching out. The last competition that I judged in the Bellagio Hotel in Vegas.
Oh,
I've
nice.
Been there. Lovely.
Well, they fill it. They basically have 20,000 entries without basically even asking for people to go. So they can pack the Bellagio out at any time.
I want to go.
You're more than welcome.
I've never been to Vegas.
Oh, Vegas
Let's
is...
Let's do Food by Life from Vegas.
Oh.
Can we do it? We'll do the show. Oh, that's an idea.
So you've been doing lots of competition.
Yeah, no, I judged the British Open recently in May. As always, I judge a lot of world championships as well. I've got to go back to LA in August, which is I'm probably in the UK until I go to LA to judge those world championships. But again, the Arthur Murray Project is really what's driving me here. Mm-hmm. But because of Strictly, it opened up a lot of opportunities for me. I've done a lot for charity in the last sort of 10, 15 years, always secretly. Never really wanted to broadcast it. And after last year with the publicity, now I can help some of those charities from Paradance UK, which is the wheelchair dance sport, basically, mm-hmm. of the past, to Alzheimer's, mental wow. health issues, which is all dancing has been proved to help dementia, yeah. Alzheimer's, mental health issues. I want to get my hands on the... Don't comment on this, on the footballers. basically...
Don't we all?
Why do you think I would have anything to say about that?
Easy, Tigers.
Been there, got the T-shirt. Anyway.
I hope the camera's on Stephen right now. So for me, it's literally been Strictly opened up a lot of doors to help people as well. People know I adore Russell Grant. I love Arlene Phillips. I'm trying to bring a lot of these people in at some point to help with the project. There's a lot of people getting behind me as well, so basically, you know, Arthur Murray are being amazing. They've helped Alzheimer's massively in the wow. in the US, so it's a little bit of everything really, but mm-hmm. the main drive really, I want more Arthur Murray studios open. They teach everything from bachata to swing to country and western dancing.
Oh, I love that.
If you remember a guy on the original series of Strictly called Paul Killick, it was so funny. We was in the Bellagio hotel in Vegas and we're judging next to each other. And we looked at each other and went, can you believe that I'm from Romford? You know, basically, I met him in Penge in the Peggy Spencer studio. And basically, there we are judging country and western dancing in the Bellagio Hotel yeah. in Vegas. It was so surreal.
You can never predict your life is going to take that path.
My career officer in my Romford Essex school, I would like to meet him now.
Yeah, you know what? That is incredible.
I told my career officer that I wanted to work in the as an ambassador. I wanted to be like in the diplomatic service.
Oh.
Didn't work out like that.
You could have gone to America and then been one of Trump's ambassadors.
Oh, couldn't I? What a treat.
Oh, let's not talk about Trump. We're not going there.
I know what he thinks of Trump.
You want me to start?
Don't get on to Trump, Brexit, that's all.
It's Trumpton, isn't it? I live in Trumpton right now.
But Gary, Miller. How do you spot a good dancer? I mean, have they got to have something special? Because you're a judge, you have to watch them.
Yeah, but you know what? It's really interesting because the one thing Arthur Murray and being involved with them, it's more about the Arthur Murray lifestyle with them, and it was really a case of how you spot a great dancer and someone that can win a world championship is different to can anyone dance. And I really believe that everyone can dance, which is actually the slogan from Paradance UK. But again, I have come across so many people when they say, you're never going to be able to teach me to dance. And I've never failed. There's wow. never been anyone I haven't been able to teach.
And you've danced with some big names, right?
Oh, I have. Well, the obvious ones that could obviously dance anyway, just a different style.
Yes.
But some of the classics were actually the American football players.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they were like, you know, teach me to dance. But you know what? I just said, how do you warm up for a game? And they danced. I'm like, well, you've just done a cha-cha. Chassis to the left, chassis to the right, forward lunge, right lunge. Don't lunge so far. Carry on with the chassis. You've just done a cha-cha. Boom, you're done. Easy peasy. Lemon
Sign
squeeze,
you up to Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you should exactly. just dance with. Honestly, I think you'd be fantastic as a judge, knowing you. And I was a bit gutted when you didn't get that judging role, though we do love Shirley. Friends of
no,
the station.
Of course.
But I was sad you didn't get it because I just think you're so funny.
I think we both would have brought something different anyway, so I think she's fabulous, but to the same degree, I'd have been great in a different way, maybe. Well, but again, there's other dance shows coming here.
What? Oh. There are different, yeah.
That look from Stephen there.
There's ITV are doing a big dance show.
Now, yeah. ITV have done a few before that haven't worked out so well,
but
right?
But they've also got a couple in the pipeline. One you know about, Lizzie,
I do,
and
don't.
The other one I know about.
Friend of mine's involved with.
Intriguing.
Mr. Cowell.
Yep. Intriguing.
For BBC.
Oh, this is the one that Cheryl is supposed to be involved
yes.
with, right, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. The greatest dancer.
Yes.
Mm. But there's another one as well.
Okay.
There's also another one.
Well, it just goes to show how popular dancing is at the moment, right? It's
but
a real...
again, but it is, exactly. And the reason why it's so popular isn't just because of Strictly, isn't just because of Dancing with the Stars or so you think you can dance, etc. They've proved it's good for your heart. They've proved yeah, it's yeah. good for mental health.
It's exercise.
It's basically good for everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And for mental health, is it because you're remembering the steps? You've got to concentrate.
Exactly. You're listening. And again, people say to me, oh, I can never find the beat. I say, well, listen to your heart.
Oh, Christ.
I love that. Oh,
can I hear mine? No, it's withered to nothing.
He hasn't got one.
I can
one.
Hear nothing.
He's
I
not
can
got
hear
one, darling.
A little black
I can see yours from here. That yeah. shirt's so tight.
So, Gary, can I ask you, obviously, Strictly is coming upon us again. Is there a celebrity you'd love to see in there?
Oh, well, at the moment, I think it's Mr. Waistcoat, isn't it? World Cup.
What's his name? I forgot his name. Gareth Southgate.
Gareth Southgate, please.
Yeah, I mean,
you said you like
him. Everyone loves it. Everyone loves him at the moment. But I think, obviously, Kane would be an amazing, amazing. I mean,
it wouldn't happen this year, right?
Well, no, he's in. No,
he'd probably get injured. He'd probably get injured.
Yeah, yeah.
But
the World Cup and Colombia are nothing on Strictly. Believe me.
Do you think Strictly can keep it up because they've been beating in the ratings? You know, X Factor and so forth. Do you think they can keep doing it? Why do people love it so much?
There's two things with Strictly at the moment that they. Gone down a different road now. It looks like they're going a different direction, which hopefully will work. I think it's a little bit of a risk, but we'll see. But also, what have ITV got to challenge? And again, you've come again, you know one thing that is coming this way as well.
Yeah.
But I also know there's something coming from America that is very likely to happen. Both of those things could give Strictly a run for its money. So from my perspective, I think it's going to be interesting and great television and great for the general public.
Wow.
I'm intrigued.
But do you think anything can actually rival Strictly because it's got such a following?
Yeah, but again, as the old Strictly was, a little bit of, you know, dare I say, pantomime. God, my phone's going to ring again. but there's that little bit of pantomime with it that I think is very British, and it's totally different from the American show anyway. I think, like I've said many times, you know, for me, the Dancing with the Stars show is all about, you know, Bruno. Bruno brings that little bit of fun that Dancing with the Stars needs. You take Bruno out of Dancing with the Stars and
it's flat.
Yes. Now with Strictly, it's always been a little bit different. You've got Craig, who is obviously absolutely brilliant. There's no one could replace Craig. Now, I didn't think anyone could replace Len either. And again, they've had to go a different direction. But the good thing for me is, and again, even with my involvement with Arthur Murray, I just think what's possibly coming in this direction is it's not just ballroom Latin, people trying to dance American smooth and American rhythm, etc. on Strictly. You've got a different world coming here now. You know, I'm very friendly with, I think most people know, with a guy called Robert Alexander, 360 Wise Media, who's MC Hammer. Basically, it's MC Hammer's group, and he controls all their media.
Oh, wow.
So again, I'm a huge fan of street dance, massive fan of street dance. And with Arthur Murray, I want all the Arthur Murrays to teach street dance as well as bachata, etc., etc., etc. And I think with Strictly, you know, what's coming on ITV, it's going to be interesting because that is going to involve your hip-hop, your street dance, your ballroom, your Latin, your American smooth, which is the fastest-growing dance in the world, by the way, American smooth. Absolutely
huge.
Well,
I can't wait to see it.
Show me a bit of American smooth
outside. Gary, thank you so much for coming on once again.
Let's
get you back in when we know the lineup for Strictly. That'll be good.
So I'd love that.
Get your opinion on some
we
of
need
the.
Your opinion.
Well, you know I'm honest.
Oh, yes, we certainly do. Thank you so much for coming in once again.
Thank you, darlings.
Like a shot, thought that I could chase you with a cold evening. Let a couple years water down how I'm feeling about you. And every time we talk, every single word builds up to this moment. And I gotta convince myself I don't want it, even though I do. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals, it beats for you. I know it's forward, but it's true. I wanna hold you. I'd go back to you. I know I'd go back to you. Never got it right. Playing and replaying old conversations. Overthinking every word, and I hate it cause it's not me. What's the point in hiding? Everybody knows we got unfinished business. And I'll regret it if I didn't say this isn't what it could be. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals, it beats for you. I know it's forward, but it's true. I'm
it go back to you. Break my heart in two, but when it heals, it beats for you. I know it's forward, but it's true. Won't lie, I'd go back to you. You know my thoughts are running loose. It's just a thing you make me do. And I could fight, but what's the use? I know I'd go back to you.
I wanna hold you. I'd go back to you.
Bit of Selena Gomez,
yeah,
back to you.
I'm enjoying that.
We have got a jam-packed show this evening, haven't we?
Oh my goodness, there's no time to even have a little sip of wine.
You got wine, Lizzie?
No, water,
I'm shocked.
Sorry.
I'm absolutely shocked. We have our final guest this evening, Rachel Christie, in the studio.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Looking beautiful and radiant.
Thank you very much.
I love that little onesie thing you've got on. I've got my eyes on that. Little jumpsuit.
Yeah, I can see you in that actually.
Yeah,
in the little jumpsuit.
So, Rachel, Love Island, you were in 2015.
Yes, I was.
So, a little while ago now.
It was, do you know, it was about 3 years ago
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How does it feel watching it now?
I don't watch it.
What?
That's a shock, isn't it? I don't watch it at all.
How come?
I haven't even watched my own episode because it would make me cringe.
Is that why?
It makes me I can't watch myself. I can't listen to myself. I just can't do it.
Okay.
But, you know what? I just think it's crap. Sorry. Sorry. I think it's crap. I can't watch it.
Why do you think it's crap? Is it because you don't...
I think it's because I've been on there and yeah. I realise what it's about and it's just... I mean, it's good for viewers, but when you've actually been on it, it's a bit different. You're on there acting and...
Do you think that's what it is then? It's basically just acting.
It's acting. I mean, obviously people want to get coupled up to win the show, which is understandable. It's quick and easy money.
Mm.
But it wasn't for me. I was bored. I don't know if you watched it, my season, but I was completely...
Yeah. I did, but I didn't watch the whole thing. I mean, because
I was so bored.
But then the first series, I mean, it almost felt like they were trying to work it out
exactly.
how it kind of worked,
they were,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that changed as it's gone on. Do you yeah. think it is a bit fake now then?
I think reality TV in general is just fake, isn't it? Because mm. everyone knows what they're going on there for. They know it's a show at the end of the day. The only thing for me, for Love Island, I couldn't show my personality properly. It wasn't, you know.
Just the way it
did
was
you
set.
Feel they didn't give you the opportunity to,
yeah,
to show
like,
you?
Yeah, it's a love show. It's like you got to couple up. I didn't realise. I should have done my research. I didn't. It's my fault. But when I went on there, I knew I had
you
to couple up with someone.
Yeah,
I
you wouldn't have known. But you wouldn't have known then because it was... It hadn't be, they hadn't done the new series. It had only been
series,
the celebrity
the old
version.
One, exactly.
Yeah.
So I looked at the old one and I thought, oh, okay, that's all right. I'll go on there. It's a bit like Big Brother kind of thing. You know, mm. go
yeah.
on there. Just, you know, it's a good... I thought, you know, this is a great experience for me. But I don't know.
Do you regret it?
I don't regret it, no, not at all. I was so grateful that they gave me the opportunity to go on there and to experience this, because now I know I'll never do it again.
lesson learned.
But no, it wasn't that bad.
Do you feel going back in time, because it's such a big hit now, over 3 million
yeah.
viewers, that
it's massive
you should
now.
Have maybe milked the whole situation more a bit?
Yeah, I think I was on the wrong one. I was on the wrong season. I mean, there's hotter guys gone in there. My season, there was no one. I was like, oh,
really?
Oh. Yeah,
there
for
were
me,
no fit
personally,
men.
It's just like, there was no one for me in there. So now that it's gone on, they've done the second, you know, third, fourth series, or episodes, it's a lot better now. I think they've worked it all out. You know?
But do you feel, because there's a lot of controversies, that everyone on Love Island's got to be fit, got a six-pack, girls are beautiful. And do you think that's fair, because that's not real life?
It's not fair, because at the end of the day, it's not real life. It is reality TV. And in reality, life isn't like that, is it?
Mm.
You don't... Well, I don't know about anyone else, but you don't go around fucking everyone.
you certainly don't.
Well,
you're right.
But it's not reality. And the bad thing about it is that there's young children watching it. I've been standing, you know, walking, going to school with my son, and a lot of school kids in year seven are running up to me, "I'm watching Love Island." I'm like, "You're so young to be watching this."
Yeah.
So it's the crowd watching this is really, really young. Mm. And I think that's a bit of a...
So it's a bit of a bad example. I actually wrote about this last year. I did a little thing in my magazine that I work for, saying that, I do actually worry about the example it sets, especially when you see them smoking, drinking, and they have these incredible bodies. That's not normal, you know what I mean? And I think it does set
There's all types of body types.
Especially when you drink and smoke that much.
when you drink and smoke, have a good time. But would it get the viewing figures? Because it's got over 3 million. Would it work out if you didn't have those? Because the boys are absolutely, I mean, majority of the boys there are unbelievably fit.
I think that's what they've put on there for people to be attracted to. That's what people are attracted to. Mm. If they put a different message out for the audience to be attracted to, it would also probably bring in a lot of viewers, if that makes sense.
Well, I think as well, Jack isn't necessarily the most conventionally attractive person, but he's the one everyone's rooting for.
And Danny.
So yeah, Danny Dyer Jr., yeah. So it's been 3 years since you were on the show. Yeah, and obviously, but people still associate you with it.
Yeah,
now, what have you been doing since?
I've actually got a company called Going for Gold, and I did start that up actually when I came off of the show. It's something that I wanted to do before the show anyway, but I thought, okay, well, since I've been on this program, didn't really work out well for me, but I thought maybe I can start this up now and it would have a bit more success, but it didn't work out that way. I didn't have the right team around me, so now I'm doing it again on my own, and I've got good people around me to help to make this happen.
And
so
I'm a personal trainer, so
it's an online personal training magazine, basically.
Okay.
And it's going to have different packages for beginners, intermediate and advanced, you know, workouts.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of a cheaper rate than you would get in a gym. So,
oh,
great.
Wow.
That sounds good.
And do you think anyone can get fit? I mean, is it hard because you do these sort of like 15-minute hits? Is that enough? Because my friend does them, and she said
it's not.
That won't do anything for
it's
you.
It's not going to work. No,
unless you're doing it three times a day.
Yeah, you're not. These are going to be at home workouts, and also I'm going to put some things in there which you can do in the gym, just in case you don't want to pay for a personal trainer in the gym and you don't really know what to do in it. So I'm going to put those kind of workouts in it too, and they won't be 15 minutes because unless you're doing like I don't know. I don't know what you're going to be doing.
Super hardcore, crazy.
15 minutes, it's not going to really do much. But it's also about the eating as well, so it has they you know, go together.
So that's always my problem. So I try and gym, and then I have a terrible diet, and I go out and drink, and then, you know, it doesn't work, right? You know, it's difficult.
Yeah, but what you put in, if you put in lots and then you work out lots, you can balance it, right? That's what I do anyway.
Something like that.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I do that even. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that. I will eat crap and then go to the gym.
So how often should you go to the gym, realistically? Or how long should you do the gym for? 30 minutes enough? I mean, people say little and often or not. You don't agree?
It depends. I mean, I wouldn't say... It depends on your ability. I would say an hour, doing minimal things, not doing loads of repetitions of one thing, just trying different things out, see what you can do. And have someone advising you how to do that, because otherwise, you know, you're going to get an injury or hurt yourself. It's going to put you off going to the gym forever, isn't it? But what I'm doing is at-home workouts, so you don't even have to go to the gym, because I know a lot of women, especially, who feel intimidated going to the gym.
Yeah, feel really self-conscious.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I've got a friend who doesn't like to go. She's very beautiful. And even, you know, coming down to that, she doesn't like to go to the gym because she feels like all the guys are just staring at her. So I'm like, okay, well, you can do this at home. And she does it, and she's seen results.
Yeah.
But so an hour is a long time to do at home. You see, I get distracted. The phone rings. I'm watching
But that's your personality type.
And I'm like...
dedicated in anything you do, so...
It's hard. At the gym, I feel, right, I've got to do it. I'm at the gym. Whereas if I'm at home, I sometimes think,
get distracted.
Yeah. Mm. So is there anything you can... Is it got to be an hour?
Turn your phone off.
Yeah, so it's going to be...
you can't, I'm watching it on the app.
I'm going to do half an hour workouts as well, which will be like blasts and things like that, like ab blasts, so specific training if you want to work on a specific area. But obviously it's good to do the whole body.
That's what I've been doing, body pump classes.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've actually found are really good because you actually do work out your whole body all in one thing, and you ache afterwards. I need to up it to more than once a week.
Is that the problem? The sign you actually ache after? If you don't ache, do you sometimes think, that's not really... probably a good sign.
I've been, I don't know, I'm a former athlete and I've been training for years, and if I don't ache after a session, I feel like I haven't done anything. And I feel like if you do ache, you're working different body muscles as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So if, when I do ache, I know that I'm working something new.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. And I do the same exercises, you see, all the time. I'm in a routine, but that's probably not good.
Yeah,
so I'm doing
the change
same.
It up.
Your body gets used to it as well, doesn't it? So then, yeah, it doesn't ache. Yeah,
exactly.
You wouldn't feel the
progress.
You usually
change your exercises or routines every 3 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where can we find you on social media and find this online?
It's not up and running yet.
Okay, you're working on it.
It's getting there. Yeah, mm-hmm. It won't be long before the end of summer. But my social medias are at Miss R Christie on Instagram.
Oh.
And I think that's on Twitter as well.
You got to pay more attention to your social media.
Do the family help you with everything? Have they given you advice? Are they behind you?
No, I just do it on my own. That's what I do.
Is that easier to do it that
it's
way,
easier,
though?
Yeah, you haven't got all these, you know, different kind of... It gets distracted. You get distracted if you have all these people in your ears.
Yeah.
But I've got a lot of other projects I'm working on anyway, so that's just one thing that I'm doing. I'm also an actor, so.
Oh, I'm going to get into the acting.
Yeah, that's what I really want to do.
You've got plenty going on then.
Yeah, it's my passion. So, and I did it and I loved it and yeah. So I've been auditioning as well.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, fantastic. That's incredible. And anything in the pipeline?
Hopefully. I've done an audition recently, so hopefully it works out well.
Can't say anything. I like this.
It's a bit like you when you were doing your reality show and you couldn't tell anyone.
Well, I couldn't tell you, darling, because I would have been pulled out of it.
Rachel, thank you so much for coming in. It's
been
great
Rachel,
to have you.
But Rachel, so good to see you. And I'm sorry you didn't have a good time on Love Island, but I think they should put you back in.
I don't think she'd enjoy it.
Put a hottie in there, I might enjoy it.
That's
put
the problem,
a hottie,
right?
And she's got a hot body, it would all go down well. Anyway, my darlings, we've run out of time.
We have
again.
Run out of time. We're going to ask you one more thing.
What's that?
What do you think is going to be the England Sweden score?
2-1.
2-1 England.
Yeah. Because my cat...
Not going to go to penalties.
No, my cat's psychic. It went to... I did a trick with it. My
you got
cat
a psychic
is
pussy?
Psychic. Yeah, Mr. Cat. And it's going to be 2-1. Put your bed on.
Fine, I'll do that.
Paddy Power. And I will see you next week.
See you next week. Thank you so much for listening,
everyone.
Come on,
England!
Come on, England!
Woo!
Nobody can tell ya. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell ya, but it hangs them up to see some. Gonna be no